Hey guys, thanks for tuning in to Clairvoyant Conversations. This is the very first episode. I'm your host, Alexander Creek. Thank you very much for tuning in. So just a little about me and a little bit about this podcast. I am a professionally trained psychic, intuitive, and numerologist, and I have this sort of weird blend of skill sets. So And I've been studying metaphysics in one way or another, really since I was a little kid. As early as second grade, I found a little section in my school library that was all about UFOs and ghosts and ESP, different psychic phenomenon, and I was always very fascinated with that. It felt very normal to me. Like that was something that was just normally interested in. I was a very sort of normal kid otherwise, but I did want to know in earnest what happened to you after you died. What the hell was God like? What's the deal with ghosts? I just wanted to know it all. And really, fast forward, 20 years later, I am the same person at 29 years old. I still want to know why. When I was raised a pretty religious kid, but there was something there that was kind of telling me that, organized religion probably wasn't going to be for me, and because I just couldn't get the answers I wanted. And about 18, I would say actually probably at 17, so about 17 years old, I kind of just started. I just really kind of let go of my Christianity, right? So I stopped believing in hell, and I really kind of dropped the whole religion thing pretty much overnight. And I was really kind of left with this empty hole where I had this huge belief system, and it was at that point that I started to remember all the things I'd been interested in childhood that really hadn't gone away. And that's when I accidentally found numerology. So I had recently sort of come out of the closet. Those of you listening to my voice for the first time, I have massive gay voice. This will be a very, very queer podcast because I am a very, very, I'm a very, very queer individual. So, spoiler alert, it's going to be super gay. So anyway, I had I had come out of the closet, and I had recently gone to college, so it was my freshman year, and I was at Iowa State University, and I was pretty depressed. I didn't know what the hell I was doing. I had, was suffering from anxiety. Didn't really know I had anxiety for a number of years, but yes, very anxious person. And I was kind of just dinking around on the internet, and I remembered that I was like, well, I definitely believe psychic phenomenon is a thing, so let's find out about that. And through some political forum I was in, someone had posted a link to some psychic medium's website, right? So I watched this person who was on the show called it was America Psychic Challenge, I think is what it was called. Anyway, watched this whole series and was fascinated by this whole process and how could someone be doing this, and I really wanted to be doing the same thing. There was something inside that was saying like, you could do something like this, right? And so that seed was planted, and then through that whole thing, I accidentally found someone was doing a radio show on numerology, and it was my. She would be my teacher actually later on in life. Her name is Allison Bachman. You can find her still. She's an amazing numerologist teacher. And I ended up getting my first reading. And then that completely blew my mind because this woman just had my full name on my birth certificate and my birthday. And she, for an hour, talked to me about my soul's talents and abilities. What I was here to do on this planet. It was felt like someone had like reached into my spirit and was like, "Oh, here you go. Here's all the things that you need to hear right now that it's incredibly accurate." And she was telling me about different years in my childhood, like a specific span of years, talking about basically referring to the fact that I had gone through a lot of family drama, and there was my brother and I had been had gone through some rough times with the person who was our stepfather at the time, and she was talking specifically about that. And it was just, I remember my hand was shaking as I was on the phone with this person because she was, it was just one of those moments in life where everything is sort of crystallized and gets you onto this path. And, fast forward 10 years later, I have my own show. I'm doing, different kinds of readings. I did not expect to be doing this professionally as an adult, but here we are. So anyway, a few years after that whole experience, I was studying numerology and myself and doing readings for friends and family, and decided to start charging money for it, basically. And did that for a little bit, and it was pretty fun, but I felt like something was missing. And I really had this core belief that everyone is intuitive, everyone can read energy, and I knew I could, but I didn't know how I could do it, basically. But everyone had been telling me since I kind of got into this whole industry that, like, oh, you could be doing, the straight up psychic thing, basically, right? So I was like, let's find some training because I'm someone who likes to take classes and I like to learn stuff before I jump in. So I found a year long psychic development program from Lauren Cielo at Golden Rose Psychic Services. And that just taking that the first few classes completely, it was like that moment that I had with my numerology reading that completely altered the course of my life again. And soon after that, I started doing reading people's auras, talking to them about their spirit guides, just that whole thing. So I do both of those things. I do numerology, I do psychic readings for people, I train people in both. I also teach as well. I teach numerology and I teach people how to develop their own psychic abilities. And apparently I do podcasts now as well. So on this week's episode, we are just going to be doing straight readings for five different callers. I don't know, I didn't know these callers personally, like where I know them on Facebook or one of them is my mom's friend. But if you would, so just so you know, I don't know them in advance, basically. If you would like to get a reading on this podcast from me or one of my many future fabulous guests I'm going to have on the show as well, you can email me. It's at acreek@acreekintuitive.com. So it's my first initial A, last name Creek. It's Kreech. Acreek@acreekintuitive.com. You can find me on Facebook and message me there. You can also go to my website and message me on my website, which is acreekintuitive.com. But basically, because my last name is hard to spell and I have not figured out at this point how to make it easier, just Google my name, Alexander Creek, and you can find me on any of those. I have an Instagram as well. Find me on any of those channels and send me a message, and we'll get you a free reading on the show. And we are going to jump in at this point, right into when I'm introducing my delightful mother, and to what she does, and that she's a producer on the show as well. Okay, so we're going to jump right into that point. And please forgive the sort of minor technical bumps that we experienced on this episode. It's still a really good episode. There were just a few times when we were trying to get someone on the show, and we were kind of still figuring out the switchboard. And I was like, you know what? I think we're going to release this. It's pretty good. So just please forgive it. Maybe as a befuddled, charming error, and we will get all the technical stuff 100% next week. And if I haven't said before, next week we are going to have a colleague of mine, a clairvoyant psychic, Crystal Heineman of Crystal Heineman Psychic Services, on as a guest, and we'll be doing readings then. So if you're listening now and the next episode still has yet to drop, please send us a message and we'll get you as a caller on the show. All right, so enjoy the episode, folks, and I hope you stick around and subscribe as well. Thanks very much, and we'll get right into the show. And joining me is my producer slash mother. Spoiler alert, everyone, it's my mom, Amy Conda.
Hello, darling. Hello. Why don't you introduce yourself to these fine people and plug your website?
Okay, I certainly will do that. Well, my biggest achievement is I'm Alex's mom, and I have followed in his footsteps. I'm also an intuitive. I've studied formally, and I'm also a certified life coach. You can find me at amykonda.com. And also, you might want to check me out on YouTube. I'm doing a manifesting experiment, and I am chronicling it on YouTube. So I think that's pretty interesting. So, Alex, away we go.
Perfect. Thank you, Mother. All right.
You're welcome.
Okay. I think we're just going to get right into it today. So we're going to take a short break here, and I will be doing numerology readings for my callers today. And there's always going to be a little bit of, the intuitive psychic thing that's going to kind of fill in the blank, and it's gonna blend in anyway. So we have quite a few callers here. And if you'd like to be on a future podcast, you go ahead and find me on Facebook, just Alexander Creek Intuitive. It's KRIECH. Or find me at my website, which is acreekintuitive.com. That's A and then KRIECH intuitive.com. So you can find me at those two places. Go ahead and send me a message that you'd like to be on the show. That's the only way to get on. So, and then we're going to go ahead and take just a little short break here while we kind of round up our callers here. All right? We'll see you in just a minute. We're back from break, and we have Jessica on the line here. Hey, is this Jessica?
This is.
Hey, hi. Well, thank you for being part of the show. I appreciate it.
Well, it's nice to speak with you, Alex. Thank you for having me.
Yes, of course. And the good thing about not broadcasting this live is if we make a boo-boo, we can always go back and edit it out. So no pressure.
Awesome. Well, then in that case, I'll tell you really quickly that I have followed your Facebook page because of Chelsea and Maddie. I'm
Ah,
really good
cool.
friends with Mads and Chelsea, so.
Hey, sweet. Awesome. Well, very nice to meet you. Awesome. Okay, that
You as
makes more
well.
sense. I think I recognize your name now that I think about it. So, awesome. Okay, all right. So, my dear, have you ever? I numerology is kind of like it's more rare for people to know anything about the numerology. Are you familiar with it at all?
Not much. Like I've done the add up your month, day, birthday, and then like just like online little
Totally.
things, but no, not super familiar.
So let me dive right in with you. First of all, you're a six life path. Okay, so this comes from your day of birth. Adding the like the entire thing together pretty much gets you your life path number. The life path number is really like your inborn talents and abilities. It's your energy coming into this lifetime. Your energy right away to me also, you have a tremendous amount of nurturing energy in your chart. Your energy is very, very intuitive. The six itself is kind of like six is a very sweet number. That's also Maddie's life path number is a six, by the way, as well.
Okay.
So six is really nurturing. You can also find musical ability in the six as well. That's not present with all sixes. Sometimes it's almost latent. But six is kind of the nurturing mother-father energy. Okay, so it is someone who ends up being responsible for other people, even if they don't really end up like wanting that responsibility. People with six energy, people with babies will they'll sort of spot a six intuitively, like, please hold this, or like, can you babysit this week, or whatever it is. It's a very sweet, nurturing energy. It's also very creative as well, too. And sixes also have a good intuition when it comes to their family or loved ones as well. You have this not just in your life path number, but also in your birthday. So you have a tremendous amount of six energy here. And six is kind of the, again, it's like that cosmic sort of mother-father energy, okay? Your destiny number, this is like, this actually comes from your full name at birth. And this is really talking about what your soul wants to integrate in this lifetime. And basically, it's just like another huge influence in your chart. Okay, so you have this six energy, and you also have this two. This two energy is, I think you're someone that makes a very good partner, because two tends to be focused on partnership and one-on-one relationships, you know, whether that is like in business or in romantic relationships. Two energy is like a very thoughtful, it's very thoughtful, very patient, very considerate, and it's also highly, I want to say that you're very clairsentient. Clairsentient means that you can basically feel the energy of other people, or that you pick up on, it's kind of like feeling things in your body. Do you know what I'm talking about, all
right,
this stuff?
I do, yeah. Like I can always tell when one of my friends, if they're upset or anxious or, you know, and then I'm usually the person too that's like, okay, let's remove ourselves from the situation, or, you know, taking care of them on top of that feeling. So,
yep, there you go. And one thing too, you have this nine hearts desire as well too. The heart desire is kind of like the inner sort of whisperings of our soul. Okay. You have, the same heart desire as Chelsea, actually. I don't know why I know all my friends is. I know all my friends' charts like up and down. It's kind of stalkerish and weird, but so this is really saying that you have old soul energy to you, that you really come in as a healer, and that people are drawn to you for healing, whether you want it or not. Basically, they're sort of unconsciously drawn to you. And there's also something in you. You have like the energy of the humanitarian as well too. And nine energy is really talking about accepting, you know, all people, basically, regardless of ethnicity, you know, sexuality, all the kind of stuff. And nine energy, people with nine energy typically resonate to that feeling of old soul. You really, and also nine energy is also, it can be tremendously creative and artistic as well. And it just, nine energy as well too, there's this extra sort of element of, like really deep emotion. Like nine is a very dramatic kind of feeling energy. And so when you have a nine heart desire, it's like all the emotions that you feel, you're going to feel them very, like, I would say with people with nine energy, and especially you, it's like when you feel an emotion, it's not just like shallow. It's like something that just goes really deep. So let me ask, I guess about your nine energy, is this something that you resonate with? Do you do anything that's creative? I guess, like, how do you resonate when I talk about the nine?
Well, okay, so first of all, with the emotion part, you know, it's kind of the running joke in my family that I wear my emotions on my sleeve. Like, if I'm angry, you know I'm angry. If I'm sad, you know I'm sad. Like, there is no,
getting one over on you as far as, like, if you, however I feel, you're going to know how I feel. And then as far as, like, the creative, I haven't done a lot lately, but I was a music major in college and played drums and sang, and not an artist by any stretch of the imagination, but more in the music genre. I would be, I guess I would think that I'm kind of there.
Oh yeah, no, for sure, absolutely. And then and also I do want to mention, and thank you for that validation, I appreciate it. I do want to mention before we switch to our next caller here, so you're in a two personal year this year, and you have a ton of energy right now that is all about emotions. Let's talk about emotions and relationships really quick here. So this, you are in your early 40s, correct?
Yes.
Okay, I didn't want to give away your, like, exact, I don't know, age on the air. it tends to be all about emotions and relationships. You have to be extremely patient this year. And this is also, you're going to really work your two energy right now. It's all about one-on-one relationships and partnerships. And also, I think, feeling just a little bit extra sensitive. And I don't know if there's someone, your energy.
No,
right
I don't
now,
have a partner at all.
No. Okay.
So.
Okay. This was between this and next year, this looks like the time to, there's a lot going on as far as relationships and partnerships here. And also this energy right now for you as well. There's something going on. It's called duality. So it's where the essence cycle that you're in, this is like just nerd speak, just like half of like what I'm saying you can throw out. But like basically right now you're actually in a very intense configuration of energy. So get your rest when you need it. I would also say if your nerves are feeling a little bit extra fried lately, meditation and grounding is something that's really good for you. Even just being quiet and putting your feet on like grass, okay, and like being outside in nature is really good for you, because your energy this year it just feels a little bit more delicate, and your energy feels like it is more involved with one-on-one relationships, whether that is in business or in romantic life. And I will also add as well the likelihood that you experience vivid or prophetic dreams also increases during this time as well. Just because
That makes complete sense. I've been having crazy-ass dreams lately, and normally I'm not one that really remembers a lot of my, you know, I'll be like, oh, I know I had a weird dream last night, and everything has been, like, even throughout the day, it'll come back to me. I'm like, whoa, what is that all? It's very, very vivid, very, like, I'm in it type of dreams. So
okay. Yep, there you go. That's that 11. You have the master number sitting there, and that's kind of notorious for that kind of experience. If I were you, I would begin writing those down, like jotting down your dreams, like when you get up in the morning, because you have this going on for another year or so. So a lot of dreams are going to happen between now and then, and they're all like dreams are generally communicating something to you as well. So definitely jot down your dreams. You're also just way more intuitive for like the next 2 years. Basically, because this 11 energy is like an open door to spiritual realm. So you will be in normal people terms, that's basically, you're going to keep getting flashes of intuition and maybe not realizing that that's like a psychic impulse. But like when you have an inspired thought or something pops into your head that just makes sense, be paying attention to that and be writing it down, because you have that kind of energy really kind of ramping up the next year or so. Okay?
Okay. So then when I do like the dream, do you recommend like actually doing like a dream analysis? Like look at, you know, I know that I think I have a book about dream analysis and like what this represents and that represents, but I don't, you know.
I'm a fan of just writing your dream down and noticing a pattern over time, because I think a lot of dream analysis books, that's going to be wrong for you. Like, because it's going to be like a cook definition of like this is the same thing for everyone, and right. So And also do it if you're drawn to it. Just follow your own intuition right now. So if you're walking through a bookstore and oh my God, there's a book that like totally catches your eye, maybe explore it. But I'm personally more of a fan of just like writing stuff down and then looking at it later. And like that's a running theme. What the hell does that mean? Basically.
Right.
So,
yeah.
Yeah. So.
Okay, right, awesome. And then one other thing, Alex, I let you go, the partnership one-on-one relationships, could that be pertinent to my twin boys as well? Like as far
oh
as,
my God.
They're 11, yeah. So they're kind of coming into that, preteen,
yeah.
More adult mm-hmm. kind of,
yes, and
you know,
it's
era
like,
of their lives.
It's like the 11 is also talking about balancing emotions as well. So that is, so yes, I would say that definitely has to do with your twin boys, especially because they're 11 and you're in this 11 essence. It's like an eerie coincidence to me,
Okay.
And it's basically saying that there is going to be, I think, some balancing of emotions and like nurturing that you're going to do. And it almost feels like to me, like two is more of like the diplomat than the nurturer. So like you're sort of going, like maybe even like you might like be between two people who are in a conflict. It could be your twin boys as well too. And like just that kind of balancing act. So just kind of keep that in mind. Next year, your three personal year when you go into 2019. This year, again, it's like being patient, cooperative, having feelings. It's like very sensitive. Next year, it lightens up a little bit more for you. So anything with socializing, friendships, dating, that can also come in a three personal year. And next year is really all about you, honestly. It's like all about, it's kind of your year. It's your year for self-improvement inside and out. So like, you know, whether that's giving yourself like a mini makeover or like whatever you can do to like feel better inside and out, that's what you're going to want to do next year. It's like a very sort of lighthearted kind of energy. And I still think that there's a potential for a relationship that can, the energy 11 is that it suddenly just kind of appears, like it suddenly kind of just comes in. So you definitely have that potentiality next year. So
awesome.
Anywho. Yes.
Well, thank you so much for your insight, and it was absolutely super fun and enlightening. So I appreciate it.
Hey, awesome. Well, and it was very nice to meet you.
You as well. Tell Chelsea Mad Tie for me, and I hope to meet you in real life soon.
I will. Awesome. I'll talk to you later. Thanks, Jessica.
All right. Thanks, Alex. Bye bye.
Yeah.
Oh.
Hello.
I'm sorry. This is Amy Kanda.
Hi.
I'm calling for Alex.
Yeah. How are you?
I'm good. Okay. So sorry about that. We're still trying to figure out the computer phone podcast thing. So he is going to come and talk to you here in just a second. Okay.
Okay.
You're actually both now. So hi, Lori. How are you?
Can you hear him?
Hello.
Hey, Lori, how are you? This is Alex.
Good. I'm good. Alex, how are you?
I'm good. Thank you for being on the show. This is super fun. So thank you. Let me pull up your chart here. Let's see. All right. Okay. All righty. Awesome. So are you familiar with your numerology at all?
No.
Okay, perfect. Good. Perfect. Okay, well, so let's start talking about your life path number. Okay, so life path number is, it's your natural talents and abilities that you are born with, basically. And it's a lot like your sun sign in astrology. You know, like everyone knows their sun sign. I think that the life path number should be equally as popular, in my opinion. And you are in 8 life path. Okay, so you actually come in with a great deal of Eight energy is kind of like the CEO executive power number, basically, okay? And I think that you have some ability to organize, to get stuff done. With eight energy, people with eight, there tends to be a, when there is a goal, there is sort of this sort of like laser-like focus on basically achieving that goal, all right?
I'm sorry, Alex, can I interrupt here for a second?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I personally know Lori, and that is right on the money. you'll have to ask her about having her hair on fire when something doesn't go the way she thinks it should go. I'm just going to leave that right there, and then I'll be gone.
Cool. Thank you.
I was wondering if she was listening because I was kind of chuckling.
Yeah. Okay. That's hilarious. Well, thank you for the validation, Mom. I appreciate that. Yeah. The eight is like the sort of kick-ass sort of take name number of the nine numbers. And this is, again, this is someone, like you're someone with leadership ability and great sort of like managerial ability and a good ability to organize, basically, to organize and be efficient and get things done. And I can give you like a sort of large scale plan, and you are someone who is able to lead and be able to implement that and to be able to put that into action. And eight also has to do with finances and money as well. And also being, just having like learning lessons around money and finances, being able to handle money and finances. And people with eight in their chart, there's an increased, how do I want to say this? There is an increased, like the theme of money and accomplishment just plays more of a theme in the eighth life, basically. And it doesn't mean that like money is necessarily important to you for the sake of having it. Sometimes it is, but it's really about with the eight, like how much you can achieve, basically. So does all this stuff kind of make sense to you?
Yep. Yep. Describes me really well.
Okay, cool. Let's see, what else do I want to say about your eight energy here? Hmm. I'm probably going to keep going here. You also have the sixth birthday. So being born on the sixth, having six energy in your chart, that's all. So like where the eight is like this power number and you really don't want to mess with someone with eight energy, being having a sixth birthday, six energy is talking about nurturing ability and the ability to mother and love someone. And it has to do with home, family, and children, okay? And this is saying you have a natural connection to children, to animals. There is a natural sort of loving instinct for you. Family is important. Does all this make sense for you as well?
Yes. That's how I know your mom through the school and through
awesome.
Children.
Yeah. Yeah. I mentioned your name to her. I was like, do you know Lori Harzma? She's like, what? Oh, my God. Yes, I do. So she kind
of wait, and I'm sorry I'm interrupting again, but her being nurturing and being an eight power number is mama bear energy.
Oh, yeah. Sure. It's definite mama bear energy for sure. The eight doesn't you know just roll over basically, and so
it doesn't go away.
Yeah, totally. All right, yes. Let's see. What is your? Let me ask. Let's see. So about mid-40s here. Okay. So you are in a seven person year this year. Okay. So 2018 for you, and especially next month in September, the seven is all about rest, reflection, basically having the opportunity, needing the opportunity to put your feet up and actually just take a little bit of a backseat from life, like a little bit backseat from grinding out a huge work week. There is an increased amount, there is an increased need for alone time for you right now, and especially honor that next month, because next month you have a 7 months as well. So you're doubling up on the seven energy that you're going to experience. So if there's a bunch of stuff on your to-do list or your calendar for next month, you may want to just skim it back a little bit and don't be afraid to ask for some alone time. And I don't know if you have seven in your chart in another place or not, but that's super, super important for you right now. Next year, you're going to in your personal year. Okay, so 8 energy for you is very strong next year. Next year is all about career, finances, and achievement, okay? And it's typically a good year for finances. But this year, there's just, that stuff takes a little bit of a backseat, basically. So does that make sense to you?
It does.
Okay. Awesome.
As we're finishing one season of sports at my house of baseball, everybody's wanting to plan and move forward and do things. And I'm like, nope. I'm staying home tonight. You guys go. And they're like, what? I'm like, no, I'm not going.
Good. Excellent. I'm glad that you're listening to that. Because sometimes people will, you know, they'll like feel that urge, but they'll feel like the necessity to do anyway. So I'm glad that you're honoring that for sure. So great. Well, awesome. Well, it was lovely meeting you, Lori, and thank you for calling me to the show. I appreciate it.
Thank you. You described me. Everything you talked about was me to a T.
Perfect. Yay.
Yeah. Good job.
Excellent.
I second that.
So maybe we could have another phone call, but I want to talk about natural energy when you have time.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, for sure. Yeah. Go ahead and send me an email, and we can definitely set that up for sure.
Okay.
Awesome. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Perfect. Thank you.
Great night. Bye-bye. Is this Bobby?
It is.
Awesome. Well, this is Alex. Thank you for coming to the show. I appreciate it.
Well, thank you, Alex. I'm very excited to be here.
Yes. Awesome. Well, thank you for volunteering. So let's dive into your energy here. Okay. So the first thing, first of all, let me ask you, are you familiar with your numerology at all?
Yes, a little teeny bit.
Okay, cool. All right, well, so first thing I have for you, so you're in 11 life paths. So the life path is natural talents and abilities. You are coming into this lifetime, and it talks about like what your soul has done before and all these things that you just sort of bring into this lifetime that just sort of flows out of you. It's like the 11 energy kind of just even comes out of your pores. Okay.
Okay.
So,
Yeah.
The an 11 is a master number. Okay, so you are someone who I am looking at, someone who is naturally extremely intuitive. I think that you can feel the energy of other people quite strongly. You're very clairsentient. So this is clairsentient basically just means clear. It's like clear feeling. So, mm-hmm. you know, feeling the vibes of other people, feeling sensations in your body, you know, like meeting someone and knowing if you like them or not, you know, sensing when like something just doesn't feel right in the air. That's very much uh-huh. 11 thing. Okay. Mm-hmm. And the 11 talks about having an open door to spiritual realm at all times. It's like the channel for you in higher realms is just not, it's just completely open sort of all the time. So people with 11 energy tend to experience really vivid dreams in their lifetime, sometimes even prophetic dreams, and they're often quite psychic without knowing it sometimes. So does all of this stuff kind of make sense to you so far?
It does, and you said they're often quite something without knowing it. What was that last thing that you said?
Quite psychic without knowing it.
Oh, psychic, okay. Yes, it does, resonate.
And there's just like 11 is you have, you're someone who is, there's just a higher sensitivity to someone with 11 energy. And mm-hmm. For you, I would say, you know, like even just needing to like go and recharge your batteries once in a while after being like around too many people, you mm-hmm. have, it's kind of like the marker of an empath for you. Because you are also, you also have some two challenges. And when you have a two challenge in numerology, that's basically saying that you have, like, that your system is very oversensitive sometimes. So,
okay.
So it's basically saying, like, taking time to basically to, like, rest when you need it. And I'm also looking at someone who, you know, the... It's kind of like someone with a lot of feminine energy, but also the ones are, can be kind of masculine sometimes. So I'm thinking that you're definitely, you can be opinionated, you know, you have good leadership ability, and the 11, it's like someone who is inspired basically. So, and I think people are probably magnetized to you somewhat too, and you may not really know why. But part of it is that 11 energy that you carry. You really have a message for people. So there's that. You also have a lot of creative ability as well. So you're born on the 30th, and people with 3 or 30 energy, this is talking about someone with artistic ability, okay, whether it's seeing things in pictures, being very visual, or even writing, being on stage, all of that stuff, that's all within the 3's wheelhouse. And, you know, whether this is just being, like, someone who's, like, entertaining or being someone, you know, who let me ask about this creative thing. So do you do anything that's creative? Do you kind of exercise that in some way?
Not that I'm aware of.
Mm-hmm.
Not that I consciously think, oh, I'm going to do this creative thing. I mean,
filling. You know, it's like, even, like, I will say people with 3 energy, there's also, like, the need to be social as well, too. 3s tend to have, like, the gift of gab. And whether they know it or not, there is, like, a very vivid imagination there as well. So even mm-hmm. if that's just, like, into, like, something even, like, scrapbooking or something, there's, like, it's saying that you have some sort of creative ability. And also 3 is this kind of like this Peter Pan energy, too. It's a very youthful energy. It's very childlike energy. God, my mind just went completely blank.
Well, it's okay. I mean, I think that I was, when I was thinking about the creative and then what you followed with, I am a very talky person. I'm a coach. I mean, I'm a nurse, but I'm a health coach as well. So you often have to, you know, find words. And so, yes, I am creative in that. So.
Okay, perfect. Okay, excellent. You also have the heart of a healer, too. So I'm looking at your heart's desire here. The heart's desire is like the inner whisperings of the soul, okay? This is saying what you want deep down inside. And you have a 9 here. You're very much, you carry an old soul energy, okay? And the 9 really comes in as a spiritual healer, comes in as a humanitarian. And you really kind of come in with sort of like the golden rule, like intact. Like you, no one had to teach it to you; you just knew it. This is, and also having nine energy as well. It's really learning. Nine is about completion and letting go as well. So with your energy, it's also knowing, like, you know, like either loving someone that. Okay, let me kind of rephrase. I'm like tripping on my own words here. Nine is the energy of unconditional love, basically, and it's like the highest number in these nine numbers. So within you is the heart of a healer and someone who, you know, has experiences in their lifetime where they have to practice sort of unconditional love, basically. So I'm just going to leave you with that here. And nine is also quite intuitive as well, too. So you have it in a couple places in your chart. So those flashes of intuition, definitely trust them. Let's look here. Let's look at you. What cycles you're in right now. Okay, so let's see. Let me just check on one thing. You. Okay, so you are in a three personal year right now. In general, and there's other factors at play here as well, too, but I'm just going to talk about the three for right now. So especially next month, it tends to be three energy tends to fill up your social calendar a little bit more. It's about being around other people. It's like a very social energy. And it's basically about like kind of like being lighthearted, having some fun, having like a bigger sort of social calendar, and also self-improvement inside, like inside and out as well. Kind of just like beautifying things in your life. All right. Especially September, you're going to have a lot of that energy coming in. In 2019, as you begin around January, you have this four energy start to come in. So 2019 for you is about building a really strong foundation for your life. It's about being disciplined. You're going to have a little bit more work on your plate as well. And I also want you to pay attention to health too, because whenever you're in a four cycle, it's always about balance, your health, treating your body right. Because I find whenever I'm in a 3 year, I tend to party a little bit more. So that might be because of in my late 20s, but like whatever, I think it applies either way.
Right.
But yes, I do want to say sort of next year is the kind of like where this year is like you have permission to really kind of be a kid. Next year is really kind of the adult year. So just like in like it's all about like work-life balance and also take a rest when you need to next year as well. Okay.
Okay.
So I hope that makes sense to you. Do you have any brief questions I can answer for you before we move on to our next caller here?
No. I think that's good. I think you did.
All right. Awesome.
Thank you so much.
You're so welcome, Bobby. Thank you for calling. I appreciate it.
All right. Have a good one.
You too. Bye-bye. Hey, is this Christine?
Hey, this is Christine. How are you, Alex?
Hi, good. How are you?
Great. Now that I'm talking to you, I feel much better.
Good. Well, very nice to have you. Let's see where you... Okay. Oh, my God. Okay, so first of all, I forgot that we're birthday twins. So first of all, I'm honored that I'm talking to you. Of course, born on May 13th. And just so the listeners are aware too, I know Christine a little bit. We had the same psychic teacher actually, and so Christine, looking at your chart, and you have a whole lot. And so we know that everyone is born with intuitive ability. Some people are born with it, kind of to a supercharged degree. I would say you are one of those people based on what I'm looking at in your numerology chart. Okay, so first of all, you come in as a life path. So having a seven life path, you really come in as like this wise old sage teacher energy. Okay, you have done meditation stuff in other lifetimes. You like philosophy, all this stuff comes very naturally to you. And the intricacies of, I think, more advanced techniques also come very easily to you as well, okay? And also, I would say with seven energy, you are very, seven energy is highly psychic and highly sensitive. You are someone who needs you need alone time at the end of the day or periods of time in which to recharge your batteries, yes?
Yes, I do. Yes, I do.
Yeah. And you know, it's seven is, I think, selectively social. I would say seven is totally antisocial, but it's like, it's not going to be like warm and fuzzy with just everyone. Seven,
yep.
It's pretty picky, basically, because you know, yep, what your body, your energy field needs. Okay.
Yeah.
Seven is, mm-hmm, sort of excessive, unusual number as well, too. So like the stuff that we're talking about, this is like very normal for us seven, you know, like, mm-hmm, oh, well, it feels really tight today and I have purple energy in my crown or whatever. To a seven, it's like totally normal. The rest of the world, yeah, like, what the hell are you talking about?
Exactly.
I just want to talk a little bit about your expression number. So this is the number that comes from your full name, all right? So this is what your full name adds up to is a nine. So nine is another one of those sort of more, you come in again as a spiritual teacher, and this is a number all about unconditional love, basically.
Oh.
So, which is not an easy thing to live up to, because the number asks you to be selfless, basically, and asks you to, you know, love people that may not feel like they're super deserving, like that they're super deserving.
I was there last month.
Oh, really? Okay. So you are out of that forest. I'm sorry, and also good job.
Oh my gosh, that's funny.
You find a lot of people with, famous mediums. So John Holland, Jim Stone, probably Lisa William, they're all nine life paths. So they
really?
All have nine. Yeah. And so, and this is also, again, a number that's highly psychic. It's also very, nine can be, I will say, I'm a nine as well. Okay, so we're like birthday twins. We're also like, we have a lot of the core numbers that are very similar. Nine energy, a lot of time, wants to believe the best in people. And nines are kind of notorious for being just a little naive sometimes, because we believe that people have the best intentions. So
yeah,
that's also...
Because you try to be nice to them and you're thinking, oh, these people will be nice back to me.
Welcome to our lives. I will also say as well, nine and seven, particularly the nine, there's a lot of artistic ability there too, a lot of writing ability as well. Because you have, Christine, you have the energy of like a writer, philosopher, and I think you think very deeply about things, and you feel very deeply,
yeah,
as well, too.
Yeah.
You know, and I will say, too, you do have a lot of grounded energy, because your 13th birthday, 13th personality, these are both fours. This is energy that's very grounded and connected to the planet, okay? So also, there is part of you that's like no-nonsense as well. Like, where like seven and nine are kind of out there sometimes, the mm-hmm. 13 is like, go up on time and get things done.
Yes.
You know, yes, yes. So let's look at the year you're in really quick here. Actually, let me ask you, do you have any questions, like any sort of burning questions that I can check out for you?
I am trying to get my online business started, and
okay.
I'm telling you, I am scared as hell, and I cannot decide. It's like,
yeah,
I have to decide, what is this? So it's something like,
mm-hmm,
something feels like it's stopping me, and I don't know what it is. And I'm like,
okay,
shoot.
Let's look here. And you are, okay. Okay, so right now you're in a two-personal year. Things move slower in a two-year in general, okay?
I don't
so because
like
you have
it.
A decision, No, well, you're almost done.
Okay.
So, yeah, you only have a couple months left, and then you're in a 3-year. It's like about being diplomatic, patient. Like it's more yin energy, and it's kind of like working on things in the background. And it often you're often kind of like supporting other people, or you're playing. Like you have to be like a supportive partner this year. Okay, next year you have a really interesting energy setup because you have a 3-year and you're in a 3 essence. This is called duality. This is going to create it's going to have a more profound effect because when the essence and the person you're matched, that's always, it can set up more of an intense experience. The good thing about this is 3 is the most lighthearted energy of all the numbers, okay? So I think you're actually going to see your business start to bloom next year. And what I want to say to you, have fun with it first, because 3 is play. 3 is happy, happy, joy, joy, creativity, energy up the wazoo. All right.
Okay.
So, yeah.
I like
and
that.
And so, this is also the Empress in the tarot as well. Okay. The Empress is about creativity and things beginning to bloom as well. And so, with all 3 energy here, I do see it start to bloom around your birthday next year, is what I want to say with that. I also do think you're going to. With 3 is about friendships as well too, friendships and socializing. So there's going to be some of that, or at least I think the meeting of new people connected with it. And then I want to say, so 40 or excuse me, at the age that you're going to be at next birthday, just enjoy the play, watch it, and start to watch it bloom a little bit. I see you interacting with like lots of different people. The 2 years following that, I think, are when things begin to actually take off and you begin to make money from that. Okay. So it feels like next year is, you're really going to begin your work in earnest, and it's going to be really, really fun and creative. And I would also say get on social media and like make videos and stuff, anything that you can do where you're like on a stage. Okay. And then the 2 years following that, it's about spiritual teaching and also making money from that, because that's an 18-9 essence sitting there. That's about business and finances and also like your spiritual work. All right. So that's what I'm seeing.
Nice. I love it. I'm not going to worry about what's happening to me right now. I'm just going to like, fuck it.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm going to enjoy my life. And thank you very much. You're amazing. You can be a doctor. You're so amazing.
Okay. Well, thank you.
I love you.
I love you too. And I will talk to you soon, okay? Thank you for calling
in. All right. Bye.
Okay, we're going to take our last caller here. So let's go ahead and get Aaliyah on the line here. So let's take a quick little music break while we do that. Is this Aaliyah? Hey, is this Aaliyah?
Don't think she's connected yet.
Okay. We'll wait till she connects here. Aaliyah, are you there?
I am.
Perfect. Awesome. I think I jumped the gun a little bit and totally interrupted my mom, but perfect. Well, we got to where you end. So thanks for coming on the show. I appreciate it.
Thanks for having me. This is exciting.
You're so welcome. So I have your chart sitting in front of me here. Let me say the first thing. Oh, looks like, and also you and my mom are both birthday twins as well. Like off a few years, but you're both June 12th. So happy Gemini to you.
Thank you.
First of all, I want to say your life path number. Life path number is the natural talents and abilities that you possess coming into this lifetime. Okay, it's like I've been saying lately, it's like the energy that kind of oozes out of your pores, basically. It's like you don't have to try at this, you just kind of have it. You know, and also, it's so I know that you are someone who is also, you started an intuitive business as well, correct?
Yes.
Okay. I want to say that you are someone who, you know, there's a lot of people, I think, in our industry that may be more ungrounded. We just have, and you're a four life path. You are someone who I think comes in very connected to the earth. I want to say kind of an earth mother. Okay.
Okay.
So, and the four energy is actually very traditional, reliable, very steadfast. Okay. It is someone, you also have a great deal of intuitive ability and creative ability, but first and foremost, this four energy is like, we're going to actually like get done what we say we're going to get done. And four energy is like, if we didn't have fours in our society, we wouldn't get anything done, basically. Four is the energy of the builder, okay? So first of all, there's that. And there's also the, I think your energy is somewhat naturally grounded, basically. So, and I think when you, like, plug into the earth, it's like that's a, like, a really, really nice and secure connection for you, I want to say, first, okay? Mm-hmm. So your, looking at your expression number, so this is the energy that comes from your full name at birth. Basically, it's like this code that comes in from your full name. So again, this the six is the sort of nurturing kind of mother energy that you have. So you have a whole lot of kind of like earth mother energy. The energy of the six that your name vibrates to. This is nurturing mother energy. This is someone who's very responsible as well, responsible for others, like, you know, like, and whether that's been in your career in the past, it has to do with the people in your life and also your career as well, basically. So okay. Your energy right to me is like very reliable, which is again, also six has to do with creative and musical ability as well, basically. And I feel like if I were to walk into your home, you know, like make sure I was sitting on like a very nice, like you would make me feel comfortable, maybe like bring me tea and I'd feel very kind of welcomed like in your home. Like that's like the kind of energy that six. It's almost kind of like Martha Stewart, actually. But the six, like when you look at it, it looks almost like pregnant with love, basically. Okay. And there's also a natural connection to children and animals here. So do you know what I'm talking about when I talk about all the six energies that you have?
Oh yeah. Yeah. You're totally describing me to a T.
Okay, cool. Let's look at your nine here. Okay. So, you have like many callers I've had tonight, you have a nine heart desire. Okay. So I love like finding the pattern that like all these people have had, and most of you guys have had nine heart desire, including you. Okay. So, the heart desire number comes from the vowels in your name, okay? And this is talking about your deepest desire, what your soul longs for, what makes you happy. The nine, you come in as a spiritual healer, okay? And the nine is a number of unconditional love. You come in as a humanitarian. And the nine, it's sometimes a very sort of like pure, sweet energy. I feel that from you, especially with your heart's desire number. And you really kind of come in with a knowing, like with the ability to do what you're doing, okay? So you have that spiritual teacher desire within you and that ability within you. And the nine talks about also reaching broader audiences as well, okay? So like nine is like this global humanitarian number. So I do think that you are going to reach a lot of people, like, once you put your time in, just because that's the way, like, the nine operates. Nine is a very big energy.
Nice.
And I think you're going to, like, find your audience, basically, or find, like, the people that you were supposed to heal, or you come in as a healer. That's, like, who you are. Nine is also highly intuitive, highly psychic as well. I do associate nine with mediumship as well, too, and just having that sort of, like, within you. It's kind of like when you learn to do, you know, when you learn to do the different intuitive work, it's kind of like finding out when you have nine energy, it's kind of like finding out that muscle was there the entire time. It's like, oh, I can just do this, like, you know, or even doing it, you know, so.
Right.
And also, too, with the Nine Heart Desire, it's like a very kind of, nine is a very emotional number as well, too. Like, emotions can be intense as well. So I just want to throw that out there as well. Let's look at your year this year. Okay, so let me look at one more thing. Let's see where we are here. Okay. I'm sorry. I want to look at, like, one additional cycle before I...
Sure.
Okay, so you are in your two personal year this year, okay? You also have a two challenge. Like, we always have challenges in our numerology charts. It's kind of like you take your core numbers, kind of mixed up with the challenges and, like, the numbers in your name. You pretty much have the energy of a person, like, more or less.
Mm-hmm.
And your two challenge is basically saying that you're really clairsentient and that you're also can possibly struggle with your with sensitivity as well. And it can also talk about, like, having a two challenge is, like, you don't want to let other people railroad you with their own needs. And it's sort of like being able to separate energy and, like, put up strong boundaries is really, really important for you. Do you know what I'm talking about there?
Oh, my goodness. That is so spot on. Yes, I do.
Yep. I would say especially this year, because you're in a two-personal year this year. And this year there's a heightened sensitivity with you this year. Like, whenever you're in a two-personal year, it's all about kind of dealing with one-on-one relationships, whether that's a romantic partnership or whether that's just other people in your life. It's like you kind of, it's like you play a more supportive background role this year. And as far as your business, it's kind of like, this is sort of tending to details right now. This is like tending to details. It's almost like the two energy kind of works more in the background. Next year is when things, I think, start to bloom a little bit more, because you're in a three-personal year. 3 years, I associate three with the Empress in tarot, okay? So
okay.
The Empress is, like, she's fertile, she's blooming, and it's very creative. So next year, I just had a caller who was actually her business, and she was going into a three cycle as well. So anyone listening, yes, it does sound similar because it's a similar cycle. So, with you, I think you're going to see things kind of start to bloom a little bit more. And also next year, focus on play and being creative as well. And anything you can do to put yourself out there and be seen, because three uh-huh. energy is where you're put on a stage as well. So whether that is literal or metaphorical, next year is, I just think you're going to start to see things bloom a little bit more. And I just see you doing things that are, like, more, like, I see you more out in the open, basically, doing stuff. Does that make sense to you?
It does. It does, because right now I really am doing things on the back end. So everything that you've said is like, oh, my gosh, that's amazing. Yes.
Well, do you have any quick questions for me before we wrap up here?
Well, can I ask you, do you see a move? Like, does...
Ooh. Yes. Let me pull up your bigger chart here. One second. Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. I have to punch it in again. Let's see. And we got some dead air, whatever.
Hey, let me jump in here for a second. This is Mom. I think it's really interesting that you had two callers who were nines who had started online businesses, and I'm also a nine who just started an online business.
Oh, that is very interesting.
We're all going into 3 years next year. I think numerology is super cool. And also, I'm going to be interested to see what Alex sees on your chart, because I instantly heard a yes when you talked about a move.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Cool. So we'll see what he says.
I train my mom as well. So she has, like, she does the same Rose technique that we all, that the three of us do as well. So,
excellent. Excellent.
She's really good. Yes. So let's see, you just, so you're in your early, I don't want to say what year, but you're in your early 50s right now?
Yes.
Yes? Okay.
Yes.
So I would say yes, and I think more around, I think it's, okay, so look at February next year. I think it's going to be early next year because you have a five, that's a 5 month for you. Five energy is freedom, movement, travel. Okay, so that's going to be the highest potentiality to move would be in February or, let's see, it would be in February or November. I'm more inclined to say it's going to be earlier in the year.
Okay.
I kind of feel like you are, like, and I feel like you're going to be in a better space. It's going to help you, like, I feel like wherever you go, it's going to be supportive of your business as well, like energetically. I feel like you're going to be able to, like, build your business a little bit more there. And also, I do want to say the cycles that you are – so the cycle that you're in right now, you're in a 16-7 essence. So take all the time you need to really – I want to say hone your craft right now, because this energy is very, like – it's super, super duper spiritual energy, but it also makes you maybe feel a bit more, 16 has a way of making you feel a bit disconnected from, like, daily life, because you really need, I think it's saying that you really need your rest right now, and your meditation is going to be super awesome. So, like, make sure that you honor as much time as you need to get, like, in your meditation space and, like, talk to spirit, basically.
Okay.
And because this energy is like rest, reflect, connect to spirit. The birthday after that, you have energy that is really going to let you, like, rock as far as building your business, because this energy that you're going into is like you're going to be able to balance all facets of life. It looks like family, like the emphasis is going to be on family, and also with this upcoming cycle, it's also talking about being able to build your business as well too. So I want to say your business really starts to kind of, like, move along. I would say springtime next year is, like, when I feel that. I feel that and a move as well. So,
okay.
Anyway, yes, that's what I get for you, ma'am.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. I want you to know that inside I'm totally doing the happy dance because you've made me very happy. Thank you so much.
You're so welcome. Thanks. It was a pleasure connecting with you and finally getting to meet you as well.
Yes. Yes. Okay. I hope you have a beautiful night. And thank you, Mom, too.
You're welcome.
Thanks, Leah.
All right. Bye.
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 All right. Well, thank you, everyone, so much for listening to our premiere episode. Next episode, we will be back with clairvoyant Crystal Heineman, who's a good friend of mine, and we're going to rock out some psychic readings for you guys. Again, my website, if you'd like to get a hold of me and book a reading or to be on the show, please find me at Facebook. It's Alexander Creek Intuitive, K-R-I-E-C-H, Intuitive. And then there's also my website, which is A Creek Intuitive. So it's A, like Alex, and then Creek, it's K-R-I-E-C-H, intuitive.com, or just Google Alexander Creek. There's, I think, two in the world, and the one is in Spain, and the other one speaks English, which is me. And then, Mom, did you want to plug your website as well?
Oh, absolutely, amykonda.com, A-M-Y-K-O-N-D-A, simple.
She is a certified life coach, and she has lots of experience, so... thanks so much for listening, everyone, and we will see you in 2 weeks with Crystal Heineman. So thanks very much, guys.